following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, December 11th, through Thursday, December 17th, 2020. December 11th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when I speak of your spiritual house, I am referring to your heart. The spiritual house you construct is not made of bricks and mortar. It is constructed of all your prayers and sacrifices throughout your lifetime. The more you pursue personal holiness, the stronger the fortress of your spiritual house against any attack of evil. Some who pray with great fervency have a special angel posted at the doorway to their heart. Do not hesitate to call upon this angel, who is at once mercy and love. If you neglect your spiritual house, the mold and mildew of sin begins to collect. These would be the neglect of prayer and sacrifice and the absence of efforts to please me. Such souls build what may be regarded as mansions on earth, but in my eyes are shacks not suitable for habitation. Every once in a while, give your house of personal holiness a fresh coat of paint by discovering new ways to please me. Do a frequent house cleaning through an examination of your conscience. Then the Holy Spirit will be welcome in your house of personal holiness." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. December 12th, 2020. The Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. State of the Union Message. Our Lady comes as Our Lady of Guadalupe. She says, "Praise be to Jesus. Sadly, I tell you today, on my feast day of my encounter with Juan Diego, your country is at war. It is a war which began in the womb when abortion was legalized. It has continued in hearts, the greatest weapon being lack of recognition of evil. The latest battleground is ongoing in the presidential election. The weapon now being used is a cyber attack. The people are being forced to accept a president they did not elect. Satan knows your nation could readily defend itself in any nuclear attack. He chose a more hidden attack, in the way he secretly took over the election returns by gaining control of hearts through threats to personal welfare. He is now attempting to compromise the Supreme Court justices in the same way. We cannot lose this important battle between good and evil in hearts by the use of threats. We must persevere in the quest for openness. If the people of this nation would once again allow me to be queen of their hearts, your nation could return to the security it once enjoyed. People need to pray that their priorities be restored to righteousness, to serving God and neighbor. Time is of the essence. Do not serve the gods of the world, money, technology, and reputation. Be God's agents in a world so focused upon human strength. Pray during these times for God's strength to overcome evil and to clearly identify evil in hearts. Then the technology God has given as good will be restored to supporting the righteous welfare of all. Pray your rosaries as a weapon no evil can fight. I am always close to you when you pray. This is my State of the Union message. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 11 through 13. Take no part in the unfruitful works of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is a shame even to speak of the things that they do in secret. But when anything is exposed by the light, it becomes visible. For anything that becomes visible is light. Scripture verses asked to be read by Our Lady of Guadalupe. December 13th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, everyone's house of personal holiness sometimes has temptation knocking at the door. The grace is always present to recognize this unwanted visitor. Sometimes the owner of the house unwisely allows temptation in through thought, word, or deed. The soul must be careful whom or what he associates with. If the soul is trying to advance in personal holiness, he will readily recognize the unwanted guest and usher him out. The soul must be very wise as to whom he allows into his house, as sometimes the unwanted guest comes disguised in goodness. Make your house of holiness like a fortress of virtue. This is the way to advance quickly through sacrifice and prayer, and to decorate your house of holiness with deeper and deeper virtue. The deeper the soul is in virtue, the stronger his efforts to protect his house of personal holiness." A note is given to read James chapter 1, verse 12. "Blessed is the man who endures trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. December 14th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The reason there is so much turmoil in the world today is my children do not obey my commandments. Abortion is a flagrant example. I cannot work miracles in the face of so much disobedience. Therefore, it is necessary that the good suffers along with the bad. In the future, I will send my harvesting angels to separate the wheat from the chaff. Until such time, the remnant who still love me must continue in belief in my provision. Pray for hope with faith. Continue to be examples of holy love and belief in my love for you. Do not let Satan tempt you into discouragement. I count on my remnant faithful, just as I believed in Noah and saved him and his family from the flood. I see which ones I can count on to pass on the faith to future generations. You will be protected from the apostasy of these times. Continue to hope and pray to perpetuate obedience to my commandments." A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, 18 through 24. "Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him, whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. All who keep his commandments abide in him, and he in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit which he has given us. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 15th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, now is the time when believers must stand shoulder to shoulder in the truth. The outside influences which manipulated the truth will now try nefarious ways of controlling this nation. Stand firm in your Christian ideals. Be united in prayer. Do not be discouraged as changes affect your lives. In your hearts, you are free, and you support the Constitution. You fiercely believe in my commandments. In your hearts is the tradition of faith untampered with. Remember, I, your God and Creator, look only at what is in your heart. This is what you will be judged upon. What is taking root in the world is power based upon cyber technology. Such knowledge cannot control free will or the choice to live in holy love. I am taking care of my own. Have faith in this. Satan is in worry about the future, difficulties remembered in the past, and power plays in the future. Satan's defeat is in each soul's trust in me. The more your trust in me, the more powerful are your prayers. A note is given to read Psalm 5:11-12. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice, let them ever sing for joy, and do defend them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord, you cover him with a favor as with a shield. Another note is given to read Ephesians 6:10-17. Finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Another note is given to read Romans 8:28. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 16th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, persevere in prayer and sacrifice. The soul of this nation is at stake. If fraudulent election results are honored, the laws, the checks and balances of this country will be destroyed. Then you will have a system in place which upholds untruth. The entire election process will be forever altered. The president-elect is not who the people voted for. He has stated he will not honor the Constitution. He will destroy life right up to the moment of birth. We have, as a president now, one of Christian values. How many nations can claim that? As your creator, I must state these things, for lives are at stake. Freedoms and the truth are at stake. Souls are at stake. Do not expect me to be uninvolved. I know where evil lies unexposed, and will rise to power if given the chance. Pray that evil is dismantled before it is too late. Pray for courage in the hearts of righteous leaders. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 15. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 17th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, this is the hour when those who are of a righteous heart must unite in courage. Pray with steadfast faith that victory is on its way. Stand solid in the truth. Pray that my light will expose without doubt the shadowy works of Satan behind the scenes in the election. Allow the Holy Spirit to fill your hearts with courage during these times of unrest. Let the Spirit fill your hearts in steadfast courage that no evil spirit can penetrate. Be united in righteousness, so that we can win the battle against those united in evil." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 6. "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all, and through all, and in all." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.